Yeah.
Well, right on.
We're there? Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the special City Council meeting of August 26, 2025. The first item on our agenda is the City Council acting as the North Salt Lake Board of Municipal Canvassers, acceptance of the City of North Salt Lake's 2025 municipal primary election results as prepared by the Davis County Clerk Office. Wendy?
Sorry, I'm a little out of sorts. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm still recovering. But thank you for meeting tonight, especially those who have also been able to join us online. We will try to not take too much of your time, but this is a very important thing that you do tonight, and so thank you for being here. This will be the municipal election canvas. We received the canvas report from Davis County that was emailed to all of you, and or you have a copy printed in front of you. This report is very thorough and includes a lot of things. The main things that you'll maybe want to take note of were how many active registered voters are in North Salt Lake. We have 11,081, and out of those 11,000, 2,468 ballots were cast. So citywide, we had a 22.27% turnout, which was slightly above the countywide primary turnout. And then other things, let's see, I'm going to hopefully maybe make my slide presentation work. Hang on 2 seconds. I must have clicked away from it. So the North Salt Lake results were just what I explained. And then we have the individual candidate counts. So Elisa Van Langfeld had a total of 1,283 votes. Heidi Smoot with 1,230. Ryan Holbrook with 902. Conrad Jacobson with 680. And Gary Stephen Witters with 254 votes. Those are our official results. And then I just wanted to show you this. This was part of the materials that were included. For 2025, you'll see at the top of the screen, is the votes that weren't counted. So there were several, 57 this year, that weren't counted, and it tells why. You know, there were two that there was no proof of identity. So people are given the opportunity to cure their ballots or make them count. But there were two that were not counted because they were not, did not satisfy that. And then also one with a signature that did not match and one with an empty envelope. I've seen that, surprisingly. It happens more than you think. And then those that were filed non-timely were 53. And I just wanted to show you in comparison to 2023, the numbers, we actually had less not counted this time than in 2023, but the difference was a big difference in the not timely. And that was really possibly in part because there were legislative changes, and so the ballots actually had to make it in the hands of the election clerk before the election day deadline at 8 p.m. If that did not happen, then those were considered not timely. And we tried, and the county tried, to, you know, educate and make voters aware. There were two handouts included with the ballots. It was also on the envelope of the ballot. And then any of our pre-election social media, we also tried to make voters aware of that change, that it used to be that they had to be postmarked by election day, but that is not the case anymore. And this is the first election that that's been. So we'll try again during the general election to help voters be aware if they are going to mail in their ballots, to do them at least a week before the election day so that we don't have maybe nearly as many not timely votes. So those were just some of the highlights of the reporting that I wanted to present you with tonight. And then I just wanted to open it up for questions. We do have Brian McKenzie here with the county, and I know that they do all of this reporting to us and do, you know, all of the logistic and accuracy testing, and the audit was done last Friday. We were invited to attend, and I was not able to make that. But I know people that did and signed their names, so I know these reports are accurate, and they do such a good job. But do you have any questions about the report?
I'm going from memory, but it looks like there was no change to any of these numbers.
Yeah, no change in the data. We did get a final report late that was emailed just right before this meeting. That report, there were just one report for the state. I can tell you that it's page 23 in the PDF, but it's countywide results that the state requires. So when I submit this report to the state, I needed to include that. I think it's accuracy. Statistics report, and that report is countywide. It's not specific to North Salt Lake, but we have that to include, and the state is prepared that it will be a countywide report. But that page was new, and then just the balances on the reconciliation of ballots on the far right-hand corner, that was some new information that wasn't in the original data sent out.
Okay.
Anything else?
Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks for all the work that the Davis County Election Office is doing. I have a question about the three people, Rebecca Tolman, Angelie Thompson, and Joni Lee Lynn Phillips. How were they selected to be citizen auditors?
Great question. I'm going to turn the time over to Brian, and he can tell us about that process.
Yes, that's a great question. So we recruit those citizen auditors from individuals who have served as poll workers somewhere within the county. That's an internal policy that we maintain. That they do have to be a member of the city, of our community, but they also have to have worked in elections to where they have some familiarity with what they're looking at and what to expect.
And there's no differentiation on partisan basis, correct?
Correct. Yeah, partisan. Their party affiliation is not a considered factor.
Very good. Now, there was some documents that it was kind of confusing to me, Brian, and that was you'll have a document that will say two people got 46 exactly, and then somebody got 156, and somebody else got 156, and then somebody got 23. I don't understand how those numbers are matching exactly the same.
Are you referring to the documents within the pre-election test?
Oh, is that all that was?
Yeah. So if that's what you're referring to, so we provided you documents related to that pre-election test and audit, and what we do with that, and there's a one-pager that kind of explains this process, but we have what's called a test deck. It's a group of ballots. It represents every precinct and every race in the election. Those ballots are pre-marked, so we know what the results are going to be, and that's when you see that pattern, that coincidence on the results, because they're programmed that way. To where we can look at those results and ensure that they're accurate.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question, and I'd like to just start with a comment. I'd just like to say thank you. As a candidate who has both won and lost elections, I have such confidence that the county is running the elections well and careful. The attention to detail is really immaculate. I appreciate those questions from Councilmember Baskin. I think those are helpful bits of information for all of us to understand the process better. It's wonderful, so thank you. And then the question that I had was, those ballots that came in untimely that were then not counted, and I know you don't have data on this, but as a general sense, did you find they came in near to, like was it next day, or was it trickling out over time?
The vast majority of the ballots that were returned untimely were received the following day.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Any other questions?
Yes, one question on that, Brian. The ones that were received the following day, though, they had a postmark on them, correct, prior to the election date?
Some would have had a postmark, some may not have. With the change in the legislation from HB 300 in this last legislative session, it made it to where the postmark was an irrelevant data piece, and so it was not reviewed as part of receiving these ballots. It was simply based upon the fact of whether or not we received them by 8 p.m. on election night.
Wow. So the postal system itself is irrelevant?
As it relates to determination on the postmark, yes. It's just a matter of whether or not those ballots are delivered to the election officer by 8 p.m. on election night.
One other question. Can you account for the wide discrepancy between mail-in ballots and those who show up at the polls?
Are you referring to the large number of people who utilize their by-mail ballot versus those
Yes.
who show up at the polling location? Voter
Yeah.
preference.
Just voter preference. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I noticed that as well. It's about 1%. 1% of the voters are voting in person, which is a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, I used to like to, on election day, come in and vote, but it's easy to just mail in the ballot. So.
And then just to be clear, delivering your ballot in person here or at a voting location up until 8 p.m. on election day, that still counts, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'll try to tell people. If they've missed the week ahead or a couple days ahead,
exactly.
Just save it and take it in day of.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, I'm here on election days and I kind of watch what happens. And even though we only had 27 ballots cast here using the poll workers, we did have a lot, several more than the 27 that came, come in and bring in their ballot just to do the, I want to hand it in person and get their sticker. So we do see that still happening, but we don't have an exact number. I mean, it would really probably be the difference between what was counted before the election and what gets counted after on that night.
You'll have to pull over.
Yeah, so some of the things that we see, we have runners out picking ballots from the drop boxes on election day. We had around 5,000 ballots within the seven cities that were participating in a primary election. About 5,000 ballots were dropped off in drop boxes on election day versus 220, I think, who voted in person. A significant number difference there. But I think what's important as we move forward with elections, our policy, our practice in my office has always been, we believe that the individual who is in the best position to determine how and where they cast their ballot is the individual voter. That's why we've taken this approach of making sure that vote by mail is accessible, that it's secure, but also making sure that we have polling locations in place. They serve a valuable purpose. While you may have only had just a few people show up at your polling location, it could have been that those people did not receive a ballot, or maybe there was a problem with their voter registration. So providing that service on behalf of your citizens is very important, and I know for those individuals who voted is very appreciated. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, one more question. What is the cost associated for the day, the election held at the City Hall? I know we have a contract with the county, but what is the cost to do that?
Are you referring to the poll workers' cost?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have a contract with the county, and that list of fees and services is an exhibit to that contract. And I do not have it printed out handy, so I'm not certain if you know.
I can give some rough numbers on that. So traditionally at a polling location that side, you'll have three election workers. They make somewhere around $200 per person, depending on the position and their training. Additionally, you'll have the cost of the equipment, which is a few hundred dollars as well, and then the delivery of the equipment and the support of that polling location. So rough ballpark figure, you're somewhere between $750 and $1,000 for the cost of your polling location on election day.
That's very helpful information. Thank you.
Any other questions? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, Suzette.
I'm happy to make a motion. I move that the City Council accept the City of North Salt Lake 2025 municipal primary election results as presented.
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's do roll call vote. Starting with Tammy.
Aye.
Aye.
And then Ted?
Aye.
Suzette?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Thank you. That passes unanimously. The next item is adjournment. I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming or Zooming in.
Thank you. And all those
Thank you.
Who attended via Zoom, if you do have time to stop in and sign that certificate of nomination before Thursday, that would be very helpful.
What time does the City Hall open in the morning?
7 a.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sweet. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brian, thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy, did you... yeah.